Blog Talk Radio.
Reverend Marcianne, and I have some new words from God today to share with you, and I'm going to start with one that just was very comforting to me. Rejoice in my omnipotent power to keep the balance in good times and bad times. My grace fills in the gaps of your understanding of my principles. Don't you love that? I mean, there's so much about what happens that we don't understand why, you know. But God's grace is filling in those gaps that we don't know and keeping it all together. And he says, together with my prayer warriors, and that might be one of you, I am holding the pillars of earth together. Love, mercy, truth, and justice. Even in the challenge of selfish abuse of my wisdom and riches by my people. But as long as a remnant lives, my love for you shall provide polarity in the face of contradictions and conflicts. And the scripture is Psalm 84, 11 and 12. For the Lord God gives grace and glory, and no good thing will he withhold from them that trust in him and walk uprightly. You know, it's a wonderful thing to know that the earth is always in polarity. And what you could look that word up. It's a great word. And the what it means is there's just as much good as there is bad. Now, in our media today, all we hear is the bad and the worse and the terrible. So just know for those many things that you heard today that were good and that were terrible and awful and tragic and fearful, and that there's just as much good going on in the earth as well. Because the earth, God keeps the earth always in polarity. Okay, here's a really fun one. Word from God. There is so much more information about my creation that I could share with you. I mean, how your solar system works, even how your body works. I could be sharing with you in our daily times together. Adam and I walked together daily in the garden, and I taught him all about the rocks and the plants and the animals, and because he was starting to give them all names. And all you need to do is set aside a time each day for us. Have your questions and concerns all ready, and then keep a diary, because I will dialogue with you to fulfill your deepest desires. Now, I don't exist in time, so your answers will manifest within a context of eternity, but everything will be revealed to you. Once you release the question or the concern to me, then rest and be at peace and be open to receive the answer, because it is my good pleasure to share all things with you personally. And the keeping the diary part is really important. That's how I do these devotionals. When when they come. I have them all written down. You can go back and read them again. And then when I have a question or a concern, I write it in the diary, and I put a little open box by it. And then when I get the answer, you know, I check the box. And you can go back and look at all those check marks and see how much God reveals to us of this of his creation. And 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10 says, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered even into the heart of man yet, all the things that God has prepared for them that love him." God will reveal them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, even the deep things of God. Okay, the next one says, "Are you still trying to order your world so that it's predictable and feels safe?" In your search for security, I would ask you to consider your position in my kingdom. You are the physical representation of the royalty upon the earth. You're my child and you're heir of all that I have. At my right hand, I have legions of cosmic workers on the job every minute, day and night, creating, building, repairing, organizing, and providing support to you in every aspect of your mortal life. All is well with your soul. Isn't that wonderful? Psalm 138, 7 and 8 says, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou dost revive me. Thou dost stretch forth thy hand against the threat of enemies, and thy right hand doth save me. The Lord forsakes not the work of his hands. The Lord perfects that which concerns me." You know, you'd be really surprised how many times God talks about being perfect in the Bible. I know we're told that, you know, you've heard that from the time you were born. You know, there's nobody perfect and nothing's ever going to be perfect, blah, blah, blah. Well, God doesn't think like that, because partly because a lot of what he calls perfect, we wouldn't call perfect. Because in certain moments when things are in the process of a revolution or some sort of significant change, there's sometimes chaos and going on, and we say, well, this isn't fun. This isn't perfect, but it is to God, because he is accomplishing a purpose that he has well in mind and already settled that it's going to be. And we really just can, you know, relax and trust that it's all coming together for our good. Okay, next one. Tune in to my eternal security. You know, this the morning that I got this one, I was looking over Social Security and, you know, kind of, since I'm on Social Security now, plus my savings, and we just had a big raise in our CCNR payments to this senior community where I live. My payment went up $60. So I was kind of looking over everything. And so the Lord said, tune into my eternal security. You know, you don't have just Social Security, Marcy. You have my eternal security. Oh, because he says, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you live on just the surface of life, you will be tossed to and fro by every wave of change. And I kind of was, you know, thinking, oh, man, I got to fit in this $60 someplace. And then also I had the fall that those of you who listen to the program, I shared with you, and my kids insisted that I get a life alert thing that I wear around my neck, that if I fall and I'm unconscious, this thing calls 911. Well, and that's $68 a month. So, I mean, I was just, you know, kind of being tossed to and fro there, up and down my finance report. But God says, begin each day alone with me so that you can experience the reality of my presence, and then you can arise from the stillness of our communion and gradually, step by step, begin your journey of the day and hold my hand in an attitude of deliberate dependence. I like that. Deliberate. We choose everything that happens to us. And so God wanted us to be sure and make that choice. Hold my hand in an attitude of deliberate dependence, and I will smooth out the path before you. And Proverbs 2 says, the Lord giveth sound wisdom to the righteous. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. This next sentence now is just awesome. God orders judgments to preserve the way for his saints, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and stay on the path of righteousness. You know, I really thought about that all day. God orders judgments. It's not judgments of us, it's judgments of our surroundings. And every now and then God calls those judgments up before his throne, because it's going to smooth out our path. Things that happen, and sometimes they happen to friends of ours, or sometimes they happen to family, and you think, wow, I wonder why that happened. Well, there was something about it, if you're his righteous, that smoothed out the path for you. So Proverbs 2 says, okay, he orders the judgments to preserve the way for his saints, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and stay on the up path of righteousness. The upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. Do you know how many times throughout the scriptures God talks about us being perfect over and over and over? And I'm going to point them out every time it comes up in this devotional. Okay, let's see. I have just one more. And this one was just been. I love this one so much because, I'll read you the first one. When you journey through life with me, my glory brightens the world around you. Isn't that a fantastic thought? What I saw when I heard it was like this giant searchlight coming down from heaven, illuminating everything around me that was beautiful. All I saw was the beautiful and the lovely and the grand parts of God's creation. I didn't see any of the other parts. It's just his glory only illuminates the good and the perfect. And then he went to say, I am constantly speaking in the depths of your being, so listen and you will hear my voice. I speak in the language of love, and my words fill you with my life. You will feel love and peace and joy in full measures. Isn't that great? And then the scripture is Psalm 121. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to be moved. He that keepeth me neither slumbers nor sleeps. The Lord is my shade in the sun. The Lord shall preserve my soul from evil. He shall preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And when I read that, it reminded me of another saying in the scripture that we use all the time, all of us use all the time, forever and ever. You know, we'll say something about something, and then we'll say, and that's forever and ever. But did you ever stop to think that forever, we thought that was all there was forever, right? But see, the Bible says forever, and then there's an ever after forever. So this one was even forever more. So even after forever, there's more. And with that, I'm going to ring the bells.